Would you like to create your nursing career with conscious intention and the greatest possible clarity? Well, tune in right now to episode 4 of the Nurse Keith Show, and we'll talk about consciously creating a career to be proud of. Welcome to the Nurse Keith Show, where I share with you the education and inspiration you need to take your nursing career to the next level. The Nurse Keith Show is your destination for savvy and up-to-date information that will assist you in creating the most satisfying nursing and healthcare career possible. Welcome and enjoy the show. Well, hello and welcome back to the Nurse Keith Show, and this is episode number 4. First, I'd like to give a shout out to all of those wonderful listeners out there who've been sending tweets and Facebook messages and emails letting me know that you heard those first 3 episodes, that you're excited about what I have to say, and that career coaching and professional development are of interest to you. That really means a lot to me. Now, what would also mean a lot to me is if you have specific things related to your career and career development that you would like me to address in the course of this show, please email me at keith@nursekeith.com or give me a shout on Twitter. I am @nursekeith and let me know what you want me to talk about, and I'll be sure to address those issues in the weeks and months to come. Now, it's great to have you here today, and we're going to be talking about the conscious creation of your nursing career. A lot of us are really buffeted by all of that information and opinions that are out there that tell us what we should do or what we really need to do as nurses, but consciously creating our career means making choices on our own, deciding what it is we want, and then going after it. And today we'll be focusing on that issue, and I really hope you stay tuned for the coming conversation. You know, when I graduated from nursing school back in 1996, I announced to my professors and my fellow students that I wasn't going to seek a position as a med-surg nurse in a hospital. Now, don't get me wrong, I did really well in school and I soared through my clinical rotations, but my heart was truly calling me in a different direction. I really wanted to work in ambulatory care, community health, and home care, and that's where I was headed. Now, I was told by everyone that this was professional suicide, and without that 1 year of med-surg, I'd be dead in the water as a nurse. But you know what? I followed my heart, I followed my gut, and I've been gainfully and relatively happily employed as a non-hospital nurse for 18 years. And believe me, I have no regrets about my decisions. So conscious intention means that you make your own choices regarding the direction of your nursing career. And by consciously creating that career, you can choose to listen to the advice of others, you can take it with a grain of salt, and you can decide for yourself what direction's best for you. Because you see, in the nursing profession, we often find ourselves dictated to by others. We're told what jobs are hot, what areas aren't so hot, what certifications we're supposed to get, why we need to follow some predetermined track, and that's mostly because popular opinion says that we should. But you know what? Those people are basically shoulding all over you. And the only should you need to pay attention to truly is what you yourself feel in your heart and in your gut. We all measure success in different ways, and one person's successful nursing career could be another person's worst nightmare of complete boredom. But it's really up to you how you steer the ship of your nursing career. And nursing's so diverse these days, the breadth and depth of what you can do truly knows no bounds. So if you're all over this idea of conscious career creation, you probably want to know how to actually make it happen. And I'll be honest and I'll tell you, it's not that easy. If you do decide to go against the grain and do something a little different, there are certainly going to be obstacles, and there's going to be people who tell you that you need to turn your ship around right now. But remember, you're the captain, and only you can chart the right course for yourself. So the first thing is intention. Like back in 1996, I had this very, very clear intention. Like I said, it came from my heart and from my gut that there was a place I needed to go, there's somewhere I wanted to work, And that community health center was the place where I wanted to be employed as a new nurse. I followed my gut, I got that job, and the rest is history. 18 years later, I'm the director of nursing of a home health agency. I've done lots of interesting things in ambulatory care and home care and hospice. And like I said, I have no regrets. So that intention was very clear, and I've held that intention over these last two decades. And I've given it some very deep thought about what to do next or where to go next. Now I'm working more as an entrepreneur. And these have all been intentional choices that I've taken because it's really where I was headed and where my heart was guiding me. So a big piece of this, though, is being clear on what you want. And finding that clarity can often be really challenging. How do you find what it is that you want? How do you not feel stuck where you are if you don't know what's next? You need to tap your own wisdom. What do you know? What do you think you want? What do you feel would be the place for you to go? If that's not clear, then it's time for you to do some research and development. The first thing you can do is you can tap the collective genius of your network for advice and support. These are friends, family, colleagues, even people you don't know. Whether you talk to them in person, you reach out to them online on LinkedIn or Facebook or elsewhere, those are the people you talk to say, hey, you know, I'm thinking of taking a little bit of turn in my nursing career. I'm not sure what's next. What's up for you these days? What are you thinking about? And if you can find someone who's willing to mentor you or really walk through this process with you, that's a great thing because it can help you make those choices and kind of weed out the messages you've been fed that maybe you've believed up until now, but you need to let go of. Like the messages I received back in the 90s saying, you can't get a job as a nurse without med-surg experience. That's professional suicide. That's one of my examples. I have others, but that's the first one. So with that lack of clarity, if you're not clear, tapping that collective genius of your network is a great place to go. Now, the next thing is to do your due diligence. And by due diligence, I mean, if you decide that you would like to go into, say, nursing education, you want to be a nurse educator. First thing to find out is, what does it take to become a nurse educator? What certifications are out there? Do you know any nurse educators? Is there anyone that you can talk to about that particular area of nursing so that you can learn more about it before sinking time, money, energy, and resources into pursuing that particular goal? There's also the notion of figuring out if something is practical for you. Say you decide there's a particular area of nursing you'd like to explore. The first thing is to look at, how much will it cost to get the certifications to get you there? Is that financially possible for you right now? In that particular area of nursing, do people work schedules that would work for you and your family at this point? There may be times where you have to be willing to say, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work or not. I really have to see. I can't really say if it's possible for me. And saying, I don't know, opens you up to exploring deeper what your motivations are, what you're really looking for. And if you still don't know, being willing to do nothing. If you're willing to do nothing, you're creating that vacuum, and we all know nature often abhors a vacuum. You're creating that vacuum in which the ideas and inspirations may actually come. You also have to be willing to take risks. Some of us are very risk-averse in our careers, and some of us are ready to jump right into the fire, skipping the frying pan altogether. Figure out what your level of risk aversion is, and then you can decide where to go next. Now, there are also many tools available to you. Like I said, there's the collective genius of your network, and that's a great place to go for advice and support. But there are other tools as well. If you know that it's time for a change, but you don't know what to do, it's not necessarily the time to act blindly. This is the time where meditation, conscious breathing, journaling, all of those types of inward processes that might help you get to a place of greater clarity. Now, sometimes you might want to work with a coach like me or a counselor, and you might want to have that person challenge you or lead you into processes where you can explore what your motivations are, what it is you really want, what it is you're looking for. There's also reading, talking to others, like I mentioned, within your network. There's also the very simple self-reflective processes of making lists, pro and con lists, helping yourself to get to that place of clarity. Now, in many ways, 21st century nursing is nothing like the nursing profession of the 20th century. We have fully autonomous doctors of nursing practice, advanced practice nurses who are able to work without physician oversight in more than 20 states around the U.S. We have nurse entrepreneurs like myself. We have nurse healers, nurse writers, nurse artists. And we also have nurses who are choosing to deepen their clinical knowledge in particular areas, like research, for instance. And they move forward with a very sure determination and deeply held goals of clinical excellence. So this field of nursing, this profession is wide open now in 2015, and the choices have never been more varied. But when we listen to too many outside voices, we can get confused and discouraged. But also, like I said earlier, sometimes we're just not sure what's next for us. And that's where the rubber hits the road in terms of conscious intention. You see, we nurses come from a long line of those of us willing to be of service to others. From Florence Nightingale forward, we have spent decades, centuries in service, and we have at times subjugated our own needs to that desire to serve. And that doesn't necessarily serve us in the end. We nurses really need to seize control of our careers. We've seized control of our profession, but now it's time for us individually to take hold of our careers, to really own our careers, and really decide where we're going and what we want and how we'd like to get there. There is room for individuality in nursing. There's room for individuality in how we manifest and create our careers. And we need to take our tools and our resources and leverage them to our own benefit and advantage. You see, I'm proud to be a nurse, and even though I only work part-time in the clinical arena, nursing is still part and parcel of my identity, and even my work as a podcaster, a coach, a writer, and a blogger, it all still revolves around nursing. We can create anything we want in our careers and the trajectory of our personal and professional lives, but we need to be clear in terms of what we want and where we would like to go. And sometimes the opinions of others, the popularly held opinions, can keep us back from doing something different, from jumping outside of that box, for coloring outside of the lines, or even being willing to see the lines or the box in the first place. So if you're a nurse who really wants to be outside the box, own that desire to be outside the box. You may need to stay in clinical practice and work in mainstream nursing for a while, but perhaps there's something you can do on the side to really grow that part of yourself, to nurture the aspects of yourself that are pining, that are pushing against the confines that you feel, pushing against the boundaries to create something for yourself that's radically new, that's totally different, and maybe outside the realm of anything you've ever accomplished or tried before. Or perhaps you're a clinical nurse who simply wants to move forward, expand your career, expand your options, and really take your career to a new plateau, to a new place. And if you're not sure where that is, it's time for some contemplation and some reflection, and maybe reaching out for help and support, so that you can find out what that plateau is and maybe how to chart the course to get there. Then again, you may be a nurse who feels like, well, I don't even need a chart. I don't need a compass. I just want to go by my intuition. I want to move forward in the way that feels right in my gut and in my head and just feel my way towards creating that professional trajectory that works for me. And that's great. That's more of the risk taker. That's the person who's really just going to fly by the seat of their pants and see what happens. So there's many ways to tackle this. There are many ways to view your nursing career. You can view it from what we might judge as a relatively narrow perspective, where you just want to have a relatively happy, comfortable job where you can take very good care of patients and feel satisfied with your work, and that's perfect. That's wonderful for you. You also might be pining for something that's out there, but you don't know what it is yet, and you just need to find your way. And that's also a wonderful process that you can embrace as a great adventure. Nursing is a wonderful profession. It's a profession that's been around for centuries. It's been molded and created by nurses themselves. And we've struck out and opened new ground. We've opened new territory for ourselves. And the profession continues to expand in its breadth and its depth. And you only need to reach out and seize the opportunity that you want, the thing that you would like to see, the career that you would like to have. Sometimes we need our friends, our colleagues, our professors, our peers, our families to lean in, let us know what they see, and we can ask them for reflections on what we're looking for or on what we're thinking about and get their honest reactions. Asking for help is totally fine, but you also need to take that help, take the encouragement and support and advice and opinion and filter it through your own heart. Filter it through your own critical thinking to find what it is that really works for you, what lights your light, what floats your boat, what makes you feel like this is the way you can move forward in a way that feels positive and empowering for you. So the self-actualized nurse makes his or her career as he or she goes forward. The self-actualized nurse finds what he or she wants, creates that trajectory, and follows a path to something that works for him or for her, something that feeds the soul, that feeds the heart, that really lifts the spirit and has that nurse feeling like they're contributing, that they're doing something useful, and that they're adhering to the call of their own spirit, the call of their heart, and what it is that they feel they need to accomplish. So nurses, go forth and prosper. Ask for the support that you need. Look deep within yourself for where it is you want to go and what it is you want to do, and then begin to find the way to get there. Sometimes we get caught in the how, and the how, in its ability to make us worry and have anxiety about the way that we're actually going to achieve what it is we want to achieve, that how can actually hold us back. So if there's something that you want, but you're not sure how to get there, let go of the how at first and just hold to the vision of what it is you want. The how will come later. First, create the vision. Get the support that you need to move towards that vision. And then start to tackle, step by step, the pieces of the how, the pieces of why and how you will get there, and the steps you'll need to take along the way. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope it has been inspiring. We'll continue to explore these issues. I know today was a little bit esoteric and not as concrete as some of you might like, but we'll get into more of those concrete tools in subsequent shows. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear your responses to this episode, and I would love to hear how you're moving forward and deciding on what the trajectory of your life and your career will be from here on forward. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day and a great week. Thanks for listening to The Nurse Keith Show. I hope you feel uplifted and empowered from today's episode, and I encourage you to take inspired action every day in the interest of your career satisfaction and professional development. Be sure to follow the show on iTunes, follow at Nurse Keith on Twitter, like Nurse Keith Coaching on Facebook, and email me at keith@nursekeith.com with your questions and comments. Stay positive, care for yourself and others, keep moving your career forward, and tune in again as we explore how to make your nursing and healthcare career better than you ever imagined.